There you go, alternative influence, and that's why nothing's changed. And I'm joined on the line now by lead singer Lee. Morning, Lee.
Good morning, sir.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, considering it's this time of the morning. I'm normally well asleep at this time. But...
Well, thanks for dragging yourself out of bed. Just for us.
Yeah, cool.
So, the alternative influence, when I first came across you on MySpace... Uh-huh. I must admit, as I said in the email, that I was expecting more of a sort of like riotous, hardcore, vegan Reich-style band, and I was very, very pleasantly surprised by just how tuneful you are while you still sort of keep the political edge. First thing I was wondering was what comes first, the music or the idea of getting your politics across?
Well, in terms of getting my politics across, I know what I want to say. In terms of writing tunes, then... It's usually I'm given a tune and then I write lyrics to it, and you know, I've got a lot of ideas in my head, and I feel I'm good at expressing myself and saying what I need to say.
Cool. The band's been going now. Is it 1998 you started?
Yeah, I mean, it first started in 1998, and at first there just seemed to be a revolving door with musicians, but things seem to be a lot more settled now. Things have really started to take off in the last 2 to 3 years, and we sell a lot of records throughout Europe, to be honest, and we seem to be appreciated a little bit more in the Eastern Bloc and exotic places such as Poland and Czech Republic and various other places that I've not been to yet. You know, the following seems to have been building slowly in Manchester and the UK. So,
excellent. Would you find that being so overtly political hinders you at all in this country?
Definitely, yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. I've been frankly amazed at how doors have been closed because of the political subjects that we've touched upon. I've had record companies approach me and say, "Look, musically, we like what you're doing, but." You know, the artwork and the political angle, we've got to get rid of it. I'm not prepared to compromise. I'm going to say what I feel is right, and I'll continue to do so. What I would say is that perhaps now I'm approaching things in a little bit more of a less head-on fashion. Mm-hmm. In terms of the subject matter isn't necessarily as political as it was, because there's a damn good website there, and the way I feel about it is, if I can alert people to what I'm doing musically, then they can come onto the website and then they can make their own minds up from there.
Well, that's alternativeinfluence.co.uk.
Yeah, alternativeinfluence.co.uk. It's a very comprehensive site. There's a link to our MySpace on there, as you touched on. All the details about the single, which is being released at the end of the month, all the dates that we've got coming up. The main date being the night and day this Saturday.
Cool. So how much is that to get in, and what time does it all kick off?
If people get down there about 8:30, 9:00, it should cost you about £5 or £6 on the door. I'd say come down, you should enjoy it, you know. I mean, if ticket price is an issue for you making a decision to come down, you know, get on the website, send us your details, and I'll happily throw a free ticket in there.
Cool. You've actually got most of your album, Apathy, Cynicism and Complacency are the Enemies of Change, mm-hmm. Available to listen to online there as well.
Yeah, if you go on the site and go on the song section, you can listen to every song there. Out of those 10 tracks, we do about 6 or 7 live. Yeah, it's all there to be heard. But we're a good band live. We're an exciting band.
Well, it certainly seems like you've got an awful lot going on stage when you play live.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I do what I feel's right. I'm a guy who wears my heart on my sleeve, and we do get a lot of good feedback. So I'd say come down, make your own mind up. Don't be dictated by the powers that be, because it seems to me that there's too much control being placed on music these days, and I think that's the main problem that we've had. You know, we produce good tunes, and because there's a political angle to it, and because the artwork that we use seems to offend a lot of people, or certainly raise questions with Middle England and the authorities, then that's stopped people out there from finding them out as before today. So is your opportunity.
Well, I was reading on, I think it was on your MySpace site, about your birthday present to yourself last year. pulling up outside a large broadcasting house in Manchester.
That's correct, yeah.
On the back of a flatbed truck and playing literally a guerrilla gig in the middle of the street. That's quite an unusual birthday present to yourself.
Well, that's the way I lead my life, you know. And it just happened to fall on my birthday, to be honest, the way it panned out. Should I mention the people in question? Do you mind to that?
Well, if you want to.
Our friends, the BBC, who, again, you know, the BBC want to dictate what we can do, what we can listen to, what we can hear, what we can watch. And I felt that, you know, they kept ignoring me. Or again, we'd have comments back from people who work with the BBC saying, oh, yeah, they like your tunes, but they don't want to get involved in the political side. So I just felt that, you know, we live in a political world. There's no point hiding our heads in the sand. There's a lot of serious things going on there, and I think that they need to be addressed and talked about. And, you know, if people are intelligent enough to make their own minds up, so why not discuss it?
So, being a fairly sort of hardcore anarchist, then, would you advise people to vote or not vote?
I would say, I'll be honest, I voted for the first time last time because I actually thought for a split second that it might make a difference. I think that's a very good question. I would say, in essence, no, do not vote.
Right. I mean, I personally would go the other way and say, even though you might not appear to make a difference, you know, if all those people say, off the top of my head, supporters of the Green Party all got together and decided to put the cross there, then, you know, at least there'd be some steps towards proportional representation.
Yeah, I think I totally agree with you there, to be honest. I think I voted for the Liberal Party last time, funnily enough, because I thought they had a chance. unfortunately, as you pointed out, you know, in terms of proportional representation, which is quite widespread throughout Europe, we don't have that. So, yeah, if we did have that, then your vote would make more of a difference. Unfortunately, at the moment, it doesn't. So.
Well, I'd quote your own album title there, Apathy, Cynicism and Complacency, the Enemies of Change. I wouldn't be that cynical about politics. Too young. you never know. If people do get together and bands such as yourself, you know, sort of like get your agenda out there, then, you know, you can effect change, even if it's just inspiring someone, you know, in terms of where they put the pound, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, people can be influenced in many different ways. I think the key thing that I want to get across to people, there are many things, but I think one of the things is that people don't take the attitude that society seems to be putting over in terms of what we should do is just buy into materialism as the answer, that we should just go out there and work and aim to find some kind of fulfillment through buying material goods and placing our trust in the system and just taking as read what the system says is right. I think we should ask questions, and I think we shouldn't think that we can't change things, because we can.
Well, indeed. And as is the subject matter, leading quite nicely into we just heard the B-side there. This is the A-side of the single. All change begins within the self. So this is it the 30th, I think it's out?
Yeah. The Take a Look Inside, which is the A-side, that's out on the 30th. That's available in HMV stores. You can pop down to Market Street in Manchester, or you can download it. If you go on the website, then all the details are on there. So yeah, please, you know, I mean, again, you know, I mean, what we're trying to put across as well here, because of the political links that we have, is that if you go out and spend your 99 pence on a download or your 2 quid on a single, then hopefully what it's going to do is it's going to alert people to the political content on the website. And as far as I'm concerned, it's a protest vote. It's a protest vote against the troops in Afghanistan and Iraq. And it's also a protest vote against various issues to do with animal rights. So,
excellent.
Here's your chance.
Okay. Right, well, we're going to play Take a Look Inside now. Thank you very much for talking to me, Lee.
Anytime, my friend.
Okay. This is Alternative Influence and Take a Look Inside.